Manu Patra alerts dated 4 September 2017. Supreme Court has stayed National Company Law Tribunal, NCLT, proceedings against JP Infratech Limited. NCLT had, while acting on an insolvency plea, filed by JP, stayed all pending proceedings before all judicial and quasi-judicial bodies, leaving aggrieved home buyers with no legal remedies. Madras High Court has ordered conduct of local body elections in the state by the 17th of November. The Tamil Nadu State Election Commission was ordered to issue a notification by the 18th of September and complete the entire election process by the 17th of November. President Ramnath Kovind has promulgated an ordinance to raise the compensation cess levied luxury, sports utility and large cars under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime to 25% from 15%. Supreme Court has ruled that the Insolvency and Bankruptcy Code, 2016, Code, being a central statute, will prevail over the state laws that are repugnant to it. Supreme Court has held that service details of employees fall within the ambit of Personal Information Clause J of Subsection 1 of Section 8 of Right to Information Act, and that such details cannot be furnished unless any nexus with larger public interest is shown. Supreme Court has granted conditional interim bail to Sanjay Chandra and Aditya Chandra, two promoters of real estate firm Unitech Limited, in a fraud case lodged by home buyers of its Gurugram-based housing project. Supreme Court has asked Karthi Chidambaram not to go abroad till the 11th of September and permitted CBI to furnish details of his interrogation in case relating to alleged irregular FIPB not for investment of 305 crore rupees in INX Media in 2007. Kenya's Supreme Court has declared Uhuru Kenyatta's victory in the presidential election last month invalid and ordered a new vote to be held within 60 days. The six-judge bench ruled 4-2 in favor of a petition which claimed that electronic voting results were hacked and manipulated. Calcutta High Court has directed West Bengal government to advertise the norms and guidelines related to animal slaughter in print and the electronic media. Calcutta High Court has ruled that a secured creditor cannot maintain an application under Section 14 of Securitization and Reconstruction of Financial Assets and Enforcement of Security Interest Act 2002 after issuance of a sale certificate, in order to obtain actual physical possession of the property. Bombay High Court has held that an expert invited to give his or her opinion on a case cannot apply law to the facts of the case and offer a solution, but merely bring in their learning to bear upon the facts of the case, as the task of adjudication lies with the courts. Delhi High Court has awarded week-long imprisonment to a litigant, finding him guilty of criminal contempt of court for levelling baseless allegations of impropriety against government counsel appearing for the Revenue Department. Allahabad High Court has constituted a fact-finding committee of secretary, Uttar Pradesh State Legal Services Authority, and directed it to visit Gorakhpur's Biadi Medical College and Hospital to take note of the infrastructure there. Jharkhand High Court has rejected RJD Supremo Lalu Prasad's plea to transfer a case related to fodder scam from a special CBI judge's court to another court. News Broadcasting Standards Authority, NBSA, has directed Hindi news channel Zee News to pay a fine of 1 lakh rupees and issue a public apology to poet and scientist Mr. Gohar Raza, for branding him as part of an Afzal Premi gang for reciting his poems in the Shankar Shad Mashra. Central government has clarified that the rent paid by patients for hospital rooms are out of the ambit of Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime. Central government has clarified that no late fee would be levied on taxpayers who fail to furnish the return in form GSTR3B for the month of July 2017 by the due date. Central Board of Excise and Customs, CBEC, has clarified that the taxpayers can correct the errors made in GSTR3B while filing regular returns in GSTR1 and GSTR2 under the current Goods and Services Tax, GST, regime. Jharkhand government has notified that a zero-rated supplier cannot be granted with provisional refund of input tax credit if he does not file returns for 3 consecutive tax periods immediately preceding the date of application for refund.